believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about sovereignty and self-trust on the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're kind of circling down to our last episode in this series. And I've got a question for you all. What would your life feel like if you stopped asking for permission and simply chose yourself? Living unapologetically is not about being loud, forceful, or rebellious. It's about being fully available to yourself without distortion. Sovereignty is your natural state. What we're doing is remembering, not becoming. And self-trust equals your internal permission system coming online. So we've always had that ability. It's just that sometimes we just don't allow ourselves to have it. Many people are not lacking confidence. They are lacking self-permission. So welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host, and we're on Inspired Choices Network. And we're going to take a deeper dive into this topic of living unapologetically, because I feel it's really important for us as we move forward, as we all are awakening and stepping into our power. So where you've been quietly asking for permission. So, you know, where in your life are you still waiting for somebody to say, it's okay, move forward? Or what decisions are you delaying because you're unsure how they will be received? When we abandon ourselves, this is what it looks like, okay? It's over-explaining yourself, waiting for validation before acting. I want to say waiting for external validation in particular. And it's diluting your truth to keep others comfortable and not allowing yourself to show up in all your glory, because you will be labeled too much for some people. Well, guess what? Newsflash, that's not your problem. That's their problem. Saying yes when your body is saying no. That's what self-abandonment looks like. You know, and this is a reminder. This isn't weakness. It's actually conditioning. We have been taught to be agreeable. Oh my gosh, I've got to be liked. Worry about what other people will think. Oh my God, what will the neighbors think? And we were taught to be safe through approval. But that safety comes at the cost of your aliveness. When we had to, you know, we were taught that to be agreeable, that you needed to be liked and you needed to, you're safe through approval. I post this question, who made that rule up? Seriously. Okay. It's just a loop that our society continues to be stuck in order to not fully step into who we are and remember who we are. So let's just have one of those, what I call experiential nuggets on this right now. So, you know, let's just pause and I just invite you to bring your awareness to your body. And just check in with your body. And let's focus on the idea of speaking your truth. Where do you feel contraction when you think about speaking your truth. There's no right or wrong answer. This is just a check-in for you. Are you feeling it maybe in your chest, maybe your throat, maybe your gut? When you feel that contraction, it is your truth waiting for oxygen. So where did that show up for you? And where are you devoid of oxygen and the truth? So what is the cost of not living unapologetically? What has it cost you to shrink yourself? And who have you had to become in order to be accepted? The cost is not just emotional. It is an energetic leakage, okay? Remember, everything is energy. Sometimes when our boundaries aren't clear, we leak our energy. So when you suppress your truth, your energy fragments, your clarity weakens, and your body compensates, such as having fatigue or heaviness or just, you know, overwhelm. And then you start living in half expression and partial alignment, or what we call almost living. This is where people say, something feels off, but I can't name it. Ever have those moments where something feels off, but you just can't put the words to it to describe it? So let's try this. Complete this sentence silently. I would be more honest in my life if I wasn't afraid of blank, and just fill in that blank. I would be more honest in my life if I wasn't afraid of blank. Maybe it's failure. Maybe it's you're afraid of success. That actually happens for some people. Just let whatever arises be seen without editing. I would be more honest in my life if I wasn't afraid of blank. What did you notice was coming up for you? Just make note of it. It's not about making you right or wrong. It's just an observation. When you're coming from an observation point of view, you're able to have more, I'm going to say, power, more control, and in the way that you respond to it, okay? You're witnessing it versus reacting. So if this conversation is resonating with you, I just invite you to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform, because when you do, you're not only supporting the show, you're actually helping these messages reach others who are ready to remember who they truly are. And it's really about stepping in our power and remembering who we are. So let's move on and talk about this. What if you didn't need anyone to agree with you to move forward? Or what if your knowing was enough? It's about developing your self-trust as your internal permission slip. Remember, self-trust isn't loud. It's clean, grounded, and neutral, and sometimes quiet. Okay? it sounds more like this is what's true for me. This is what I'm choosing. There's no justification. There's no performance. There's no defense. No justifying your existence. It's just what it is, simple and precise. When self-trust is online and you're aligned within yourself, decisions become simpler, your energy stabilizes, and you stop negotiating with yourself. Or I'm going to say, you stop negotiating with your mind and your ego. You move from, is this okay, to this is aligned and feels correct. So right now, I just invite you to just place your hand on your heart and just gently say, I am allowed to choose what is true for me. And just notice if your body receives that or resists it. This is just another opportunity for you to check in with self so that you're becoming more aware of how your body communicates with you. So, what does it feel like to take up space in your own life? And who are you when you're not editing yourself? Living unapologetically actually looks like saying less, but meaning more. So remember this, less is more. Not rushing to explain your decisions and letting people have their reactions without managing them. Meaning that you may say something and say it and from your truest aspect of yourself and your alignment. And it's not about buffering how the other person's going to receive it. How they respond to what you say is on them, meaning that people are going to have their reactions, and it's not your job to manage those reactions. Living unapologetically is honoring your energy without guilt and choosing yourself without needing applause. What living unapologetically is not is being harsh or dismissive, ignoring others, or forcing your truth onto people. It is being anchored in yourself while allowing others to be anchored in themselves. So just visualize yourself in a recent situation where you may have held yourself back. Now replay it, but this time you are fully self-trusting. What do you say differently? What do you not say? And I'm just going to leave you with this to ponder while we step out for our first break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're wrapping up our sovereignty and self-care, self-trust. I'm going to say segment on living unapologetically. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're wrapping up our Sovereignty and Self-Trust series. Today is our fifth episode, and we're talking about living unapologetically. And before break, I led you guys into a little experiential process and just checking in. What did you find out about yourself? Visualizing yourself in a recent situation where you held back, and then now replay it, but this time you are fully trusting. What did you say differently, and what do you not say? So that's just something to, you know, make note of. Where are you observing your life and being able to choose something different? This is where we really step into our power and to learn how to trust ourselves more and more. So, got another question for you. Who were you before you learned to filter yourself? Maybe something happened when you were a child, where you were doing your own little thing, and then there was a pivotal moment in your life where you knew that you could no longer act that way and you had to become something different? Or what parts of you are ready to come back online? I love that one, because we really need to have a renaissance and come back to the way and remember who we were before we were filtering ourselves. So just remembering who you were before you became conditioned. There actually is a version of you that didn't second guess, didn't overexplain, and didn't shrink. And this isn't about becoming someone new. What it really is about, it's removing what was never you. We all have had those situations, and I personally can actually think of the time where life was different, and then all of a sudden it changed for me because you know, culturally, people were saying, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that. What will the neighbors think? Yada, yada, yada. And also just pretty much having to justify your existence. Like I said, this isn't about becoming someone new. It's about removing what was never you and remembering who you are. Your original frequency is clear, direct, alive, and self-honoring. So ask yourself this. If I trusted myself fully, what would I do next? Not five steps ahead, just the next step. So if I trusted myself fully, what would I do next? And just sit with that. And like I was saying, it's not about making it right or wrong. It's just what it is. Just trust what comes out and your first thing that comes to you, because usually that is your intuition talking. And don't try to make it wrong, second guess it. Just allow it to be as it is. That might be new for some of you, because it's like whenever we get like this little hint of something, we are always trying to convince ourselves that it's anything but that, or it has to make logical sense. Well, throw that out the window, because nothing makes logical sense these days, okay? And if you're living in our world today, you are very much aware that nothing makes logical sense. So what about this? So what is one place in your life where you can choose yourself today? Just one place in your life. And what would unapologetic living look like in one small, real action? Just, and even if it's a small baby step, the movement forward is enough to start the momentum and allow this to go into a flow. So what we need to know is this: when you're integrating and living unapologetically right now, this is not a personality shift. It's an energetic calibration. So let's circle back to like energy, and everything is energy, because I believe that people are awakening to this, that everything is energy. And it's not about trying to make something happen. It's about recalibrating our energy so that we are more in flow state instead of force state. You know, maybe start with one honest conversation to be in more alignment. One clean no, instead of having to justify and give a rationale as to why. One aligned decision. Now, remember, you're starting small, and notice how clean they are. It's not about saying that and all this other fluff. Keep it simple. Keep it short, sweet, and to the point. Remember, less is more. And the more you choose yourself, the less you question yourself. And I'm going to say that again. Just remember this. The more you choose yourself, the less you question yourself. Because you're not being distracted by something outside of yourself to determine whether or not you need permission to do something. Okay? It's about you stepping into your power and trusting yourself. So just remember this. You don't need permission to be who you already are. You don't need approval to live what you already know. Living unapologetically is not something you earn. It's actually something you remember. So choose yourself, trust yourself, and live as yourself. So let's just pop into a little micro activation. And it's an unapologetic self-trust reset. So just sit quietly and Just follow my prompts here. So just take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Bring your awareness into your body right now. Notice, where are you holding back? Maybe your throat, maybe your chest, maybe your solar plexus or your gut. And whatever that is, and wherever that is, just breathe into that space. And as you exhale, just soften. And now gently bring awareness to your spine. Feel yourself lift just slightly, supported and grounded. And bring your awareness to your throat and softly say, ah. Again, Now place one hand on your heart and one on your lower abdomen and say, I release the need for permission. I trust myself. I choose myself. And just feel your energy expand just beyond your body, very clear, steady, and yours. And take one final breath in and exhale fully. And carry this with you. You don't need permission, just your presence. And what does that feel like? Presence. Being right here, right now, in this very moment. And for those of you who have a challenge with being present in the moment, I invite you to go to my website and get the free download, Being in the Present Moment. It's a guided meditation. If you go to my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, which I just got updated and I'm very happy with it, you'll see a pop-up. It's free. Just sign up for it. And this will give you an opportunity to experience what it's like to be in the present moment right here, right now. So we're getting ready to go on our next break of our show. And we've been talking about living unapologetically in the last episode of our Sovereignty and Self-Trust series. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll just have another lovely guided meditation so you could really dig deep and really get a grasp of what it feels like to be unapologetically present. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll dive in again.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about living unapologetically, not having to justify our existence, not having to ask permission for something out from something outside of ourselves to be who we are. This is about reuniting with the deepest part of who we are before we got molded by society to be somebody that we're not, and to give our power away and to dilute who we are. So, you know, before we go on to our guided meditation, I just want to remind you all, you don't need permission to be who you already are. You don't need approval to live what you already know. Living unapologetically is not something you earn. It's something you remember. So just say this mantra to yourself. I choose myself. I trust myself. I live as myself. That's pretty powerful. It's less is more. And it just feels clean, complete, and actually very sovereign. So I invite you to sit with what we've discussed in the first half of our episode and just really take an inventory for yourself as where you may be not living in your true essence or your true power, and you're always having to apologize for things. This is about stepping into your power and living without apology, just being your true authentic self. So let's hop into a guided meditation. And it's called Unapologetic Embodiment Activation. And I just invite you to just find a nice quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. Please don't do this while you're driving. You got to keep your eyes open. So do it when you're going to be in a quiet space where you're not going to be disturbed and you're not doing anything that's going to distract you. So I just invite you to just take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. And as you do that, just allow your body to settle right here, right now. And take another deep breath in. And exhale. Letting go of anything you've been holding. And gently bring your awareness into your body. Notice where you are. Notice what you feel. There's no need to change anything. Just notice. Now, bring your awareness to your heart space. And place your hand over your heart if that feels supportive. And begin to breathe into this space. Slow, steady, present. And as you continue breathing, become aware of your presence. Not who you think you should be. Not who the world told you to be. But who you are underneath all of that. Now imagine a soft light beginning to glow in the center of your chest. This light is your original frequency, your truth, your knowing. Yourself. And with every breath in, this light expands gently, naturally, and effortlessly. Now, begin to notice. Where in your life have you been holding back? Where have you been shrinking or disappearing? Silencing or even postponing your truth? Without judgment, simply allow those places to come into your awareness. Now, gently say to yourself, internally or out loud, I see where I have left myself. And I choose to return. Feel that. And just now imagine that light in your heart expanding outward, filling your chest, your shoulders, your throat. Softening any tightness, releasing any pressure. And bring your awareness to your throat. This is the space of your expression, your truth, your voice. Notice if is any constriction here, any hesitation, any holding. Now breathe in through your throat and imagine that same light rising into this space. Allow it to clear, to open, and allow. And gently say, I am safe to express what is true for me. And now just allow that light to move through your entire body, down your arms, into your hands, down your spine, into your hips, through your legs, into your feet, you are becoming fully present in yourself, fully available to yourself. Now, imagine yourself standing in your life, perhaps in a situation where you would normally shrink or hesitate or even question yourself. But this time, you are fully in your body, fully connected, fully self-trusting. Notice how you stand. Notice how you feel. Notice what you say or don't say. There is no force here. No proving, no performing, just clarity, just presence, just truth. Now, gently say, I no longer need permission to be who I am. I trust myself to choose what is true. I allow myself to take up space in my own life. And just feel that land. And just take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, allow your body to anchor this frequency. This is not something you have to maintain. This is something you return to again and again and again. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Carrying this version of you forward. Welcome back, everybody. And just stay in the presence of the afterglow of this activation. And we're going to be going on to our last break of our episode. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, where we've been talking about living unapologetically in our Sovereignty and Self-Trust series. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And if today's conversation has resonated with you, if something within you shifted, opened, or came back online, I invite you to stay connected. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. We have over 350 of them that we're part of, so you don't miss future episodes designed to support you in living fully aligned, fully expressed, and fully you. And if you're ready to go deeper, if you're feeling the call to reconnect with your body, your energy, your truth, and more in a more personal way, I invite you to work with me one-on-one. These sessions are a powerful space where we bridge the physical, the intuitive, and the energetic, so you can move forward with clarity, confidence, and real transformation. And lastly, if you're navigating awakening and asking, what now? You're awake. You don't have to do it alone. It can be very daunting. Come join us inside I'm Awake Now What, my monthly membership community, where we gather for guidance, connection, and grounded support as you continue to step into your next level of living. So, and everything you're looking for is available at drdoloresfazzino.com. So just go visit my website. I'm really happy with their new revamped version of it. So check it out and let me know what you think. Okay. So, you know, we've been talking about sovereignty and self-trust over the last five episodes, and today was about living unapologetically, like wrapping it all together. So some takeaways from our show today have been: self-trust is your internal permission slip. You're not waiting for clarity. You are waiting for self-trust. The moment you trust yourself, the need for permission dissolves. Remember, self-abandonment is subtle but costly. Shrinking, over-explaining, and delaying your truth may feel safe, but they disconnect you from your own life force. It's kind of like it dilutes your essence, too. Living unapologetically is energetic, not performative. Remember, everything is energy. It's a flow, it's a vibration, it's a frequency. This is not about being louder. It's about being cleaner, clearer, and more honest in your energy and choices. And remember this, your body knows before your mind agrees. And I'm really focusing on getting you guys to have those experiences where you tap into your body and you feel things and you're getting used to going and starting from that place instead of going there and then jumping to your mind, okay? Your body knows before your mind agrees. Expansion and contraction are your internal guidance system. Trust what your body shows you even before you can explain it. Like we said, your body knows before you do. You ever have those gut feelings about things? Trust them. They're your body's inner guidance system. And remember, you're not becoming, you're remembering. There is nothing to fix. Living unapologetically is the removal of conditioning, not the creation of a new identity. You have always been who you need to be, but you have been conditioned. So step up, step into your power, and remember who you are. So living unapologetically isn't about getting it right. It's about being real. It's no longer negotiating with yourself, no longer abandoning yourself, no longer waiting for life to validate what you already know. Self-trust is not something you build over time. It's something you choose in the moment. And sometimes it's moment to moment to moment. And every time you choose yourself, you come back into alignment with who you've always been. This is what sovereignty feels like. Not control, not certainty, but a grounded, unwavering relationship with yourself. And from that place, everything changes. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. You don't need permission to be who you already are. You only need willingness to stop abandoning yourself. So I'm going to leave you with a channeled message from my highest galactic self. So beloved, you were never designed to ask for permission to exist. What you are remembering now is not new. It is ancient, encoded, and alive within you. The hesitation you feel is not a sign to stop. It is the threshold of your expansion. You have been taught to measure yourself through the eyes of others, to calibrate your truth based on external response. But your frequency has never meant to be negotiated. It was meant to be lived. Every moment you choose yourself, you collapse timelines of waiting, doubt, and distortion. Every moment you honor your truth, you restore coherence within your field. You are not becoming unapologetic. You are releasing what made you believe you needed to apologize. Stand where you are. Breathe where you are. Choose where you are. That is the portal, and you are already through it. So, trust yourself, choose yourself, and live as yourself fully and unapologetically. You deserve it. Goodbye for now. See you next week on another episode, and just have an amazing week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.